Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the jackiewoods.org website. Each week at 3 Eastern Time, we take an inward journey to explore the heart energies that make up our internal essence. By listening to your heart daily, you can align your thinking, your feeling, and your doing with your spirit. It is by letting your heart matter that you'll be able to live from the inside out. Each week, we take one heart energy and we discuss it at length, and we ask you to join us in that discussion. If you have signed up for the weekly heart energy, you received yours on Saturday morning. The heart energy that we have for this week is power. And there's a little saying that goes along with it on your email. It says, power is the propellant that gets the truth of who you are into the world. The propellant that gets the truth of who you are into the world. Now, when we talk about these energies, we talk about them after we've meditated and gotten quiet and gotten our bodies quiet, our emotions quiet, and our minds quiet. We open up our hearts and our vision to see and to hear what it is that our spirit wants to tell us about a particular energy. We sometimes see pictures in our right brain, and then we have understanding in our left brain. This is a way of doing partnership of your male-female within you around your spiritual essence. So today, around power, I was thinking of powerful events, and there have been a lot of them in my life, but I think the most powerful thing has been the building of the Ottawahee community. Not just the buildings, even though we've accomplished a lot. We've built like 15 buildings in 14 years or something like that. How long have we been here? 12 years? 13? What have we been here?
Working on 13.
So, you know, we've expanded physically. And usually when we think of power, we think of, you know, lifting weights. We think of strength. We think of that. But my picture today was a process. And so I was thinking back in process, and building of community is as a synergy, as an energy where we have come together and realized the importance of each other and the oneness of our hearts and how important each person is to our growth process, to our mission, how much better off we are than doing it alone. That's where I have seen we've gained so much power.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we've gained power in building buildings and getting things done and helping people in all kinds of ways. But I think the biggest power that we've gained is that energetic power of that has finally manifested in our recognition and our working together of how important we are to each other.
Yeah, that's a cool way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
The thing that immediately jumped to my mind when I read the email and knew that we'd be working on power was an incident happened, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, something like that. We were recording one of the CDs. I think it was one of our four-way mental communication products. And there was some static on one of the recordings, and we wanted to go back and redo one of the discussion sections. And so all the people that had participated in the first discussion were regathered to do another take on this recording. And you had something else to do. And so one of the students was put in charge of organizing the recording session. She was going to be the group leader and ask the questions and stuff. And I remember right before that recording session, you stormed in and confronted her about something that she had done that was just way out of bounds, and you were, you know, definitely needing to confront that. But, you know, of course, she was just really upset. And I talked to you later, and I said, you know, I fully support you in you know, confronting this woman on her behavior, because she needs to examine that. But, you know, I never would have had the guts to do that right before a recording session. I mean, because she'd be upset then, and she wouldn't do a good job, and this is a product we've been working on for a while. And you said, I trust the power of my heart more than the power of other people's reactions. And that has always stuck with me. I thought, wow, that is real power. When you know that the truth of your heart is going to come out into this world and manifest more powerfully than the circumstances, than whether people are happy or whether things turn out right. And to really know that the power is inside of you, not in the situation, that has been just life-changing for me. There doesn't really have a month go by that I don't think of that situation and remind myself that true power is inside of us.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So, you know, I said my picture was a process. It was a simple picture of me planting plants. I don't know if it was in the garden, vegetables or flowers, but I was planting plants.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was planting, I was thinking how they needed to be cared for, you know, what they would need. And I was very aware that as I was planting, it was a very sunny day, but it was supposed to rain that afternoon. I mean, all of this was in my picture, in my awareness. And that was my picture of power. So what I took from that this power is this process that you know, you have to have an awareness of what you're bringing into the physical, and you bring it with care. And then there's that light that shines on it from your heart that gives it that heart intent. And then there was the water. You have to have the pure, loving feeling around it, not just all that cluttered emotional stuff. And so that picture of planting, though, was, you know, the growing up of that, the power that the plant would produce was a process.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
What I really got from that picture, even though, of course, all of the bodies were kind of represented in that picture, you know, the different elements of the sun, air, earth, and water, you know, that's the body, mind, spirit, and emotions. That was pretty clear, and that's usually a part of my pictures in some way. But this was feeling that, yes, I was planting this little plant, but I could just see that it was going to grow up and be big and powerful, a beautiful, wonderful, producing plant.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see that whatever we take into our life and start, or whatever activities we're doing, if we treat it that way, with all those elements, that it will continue to grow, that power is something that is ongoing. It's not like, okay, I'm going to be powerful this day.
Right.
And tomorrow I may not be, but today I will be powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That it is a building process, and that each energy has its own building process. You know, I was focused on this one plant. And as you're building, and we talked last time about partnership,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're building a commitment in a relationship, for instance, you don't just say, okay, I have commitment and you have commitment, so we have commitment. Well, yes, we start there, but it has to be tended to.
Right.
And every energy that is tended to, then it is going to become more powerful.
Surprisingly enough, my meditation also featured a sort of agricultural theme around power.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. And it emphasizes a point for me that at different points in your journey and in your spiritual unfolding, you're going to have different meditations around the same energy. Because I, you know, Lord knows how many times I've meditated on power. And I get similar images sometimes. For the longest time, I always had an image of lightning coming down and striking a, you know, like a antenna or something on top of my head, and me grounding all that immense power into the earth and being a conduit for that universal power that was bigger than me. And that image went on and on and on. But today I got the image of a big white ox pulling a plow, you know, preparing a garden or a field of wheat or something. And I said, you know, no, come on, give me the real thing. And I went back in, closed my eyes again, tried to meditate again. Boom, that ox right there in front of me. I said, well, you know, what about the lightning and the volcano and all that kind of stuff? You know, I've had those images before. Give me one of those. Nope, ox. So I finally gave in and said, okay, what is it about the ox? And just let it roll around in my brain to see if I could get some understanding. And I realized that long before there were horses or internal combustion engines or any of that, the ox was humans' source of power. That's how agriculture started. That's how we first plowed fields. That's how we first raised stone blocks up on top of each other to build houses and temples. That's the power that pulled the wagons that we, you know, spread out across the western United States in. Oxen were power for the longest time, and they're that slow, indomitable power. It's not quick and fast like lightning. It's not explosive. It's just that start it, build it, keep going with it sort of power that you were talking about in your plant image.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's incredibly similar. Yeah, yeah. And so that's another point. As you grow an energy, your pictures of it will change. Mm-hmm. Your understanding of it will change. And yes, power can be that, you know, that feeling of groundedness when you finally anchor an energy well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be that. But for it to continue to grow in power, you have to have this process that you're talking about. You know, I want to talk about the possible, where do I have it listed somewhere? The products. We want to talk about the products because we have growth resources, and we will be ending this radio show the 20th of December. So you need to get used to looking at what growth resources we have so that when you are meditating on your own and you come across an energy that seems a little weak to you during the day, your expression of it isn't as big as was the day before or that you would like for it to be, that you go to our growth resources and check out and see what pulls you. So we've been guiding you to these growth resources on the JackieWoods.org website. So we want to mention that. The CD that we had thought would really support power would be the CD on Power of Real Choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is in your choosing what you're going to bring and how you're going to bring it and the care you bring it with and how much you focus on the bringing of it and structure the bringing of it. Those choices are the beginning. You have to choose that you're going to have power. It's not just, well, you know, you're born with it or you're not. Well, there's truth to that. We come in with a certain amount of power. But if we're going to grow it, it's a lot to do with our choices. So the Power of Real Choice CD.
And that CD, it's not a very long CD. I mean, it's not one of those five CD workshop sort of things. You can listen to it in an hour or so sitting down with it. But it's incredibly dense. I've been teaching a class this trimester based on that CD, and I could pack a whole nother class into it. There is so much information in there. So many topics come together around that CD that you'll be amazed what you can get out of it. You can listen to it over and over and over again, hear something different each time.
Yes. And then the online courses that we teach are very supportive, and the one that is available that would support the power is the course on fears that block you from power, love, and wisdom. And when that will be another source of support for you when the radio show goes off on the 20th of December is to take online courses. Mm-hmm. Russell's the moderator. You hear how good he is. He's the moderator on those. So, and it's my material. If you think that I've said anything that supported you and he said anything, then you've got us both right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember that. It's going to be your support. We're leaving you with lots of good things to support you. Okay, where did we get to here? I think it's also time for us to talk about one of our sponsors. The Christmas season is upon us. Thanksgiving is this week, and you know then all of the Christmas shopping happens. We've already had a two-day Christmas sale here from our gift store and boutique and bookstore that happened this weekend. And we have a bed and breakfast. You can find it on ottawahee.com. And it's a place where you can come and you can relax and you can be healthy and you can be held in energy. You can interact if you want to with wonderful people. There's a health food store. There's a fitness room, peaceful walking trails, and 10 alternative healers. So it's a place where you have everything right there available for you to go home healthier than you ever were before. And it's so peaceful and so beautiful, and the rooms are so comfortable. Give it as a gift. Give it as a gift. Check it out on ottawahee.com. Do we have an email, Terry?
Do you want to say something?
Okay. This is Christine. Posted on our Facebook page, and we have a Facebook page that supports the radio show.
And we will continue to have that.
And
Facebook
we will continue
page.
To have that Facebook page, so it will be supportive, I guess. Will we, Terry? Okay. And she's written a lot here. We really appreciate this. She says, "Wow, partnership surely looks different." This is after our last show on partnership. Thank you. I think I may have finally grasped it differently. Where to start with the good tips? Well, first, really, looking at three compatible heart energies in one primary partnership and how they're being expressed. And valuing them rather than valuing the comfortable patterns.
Mm-hmm.
That's first. That's a big step. The second step is getting to that defining process for the third entity of the we in partnership and bringing it all the way down from the heart into the physical, making it powerful, in other words. She says that's not easy either. And finally, recognizing when you are defining your relationship smaller and smaller to avoid the conflict. The conflict of saying, that pattern of yours is something I can't join with. She's saying it nicely instead of saying, I can't stand that pattern. Just because you don't want to hurt your partner's feelings. To her, now that's going to be a red flag, notifying that the relationship is in need of redefinition.
Well, she was really paying attention.
She was paying attention. And a lot of good stuff to work through and bring into the physical. Definitely my short suit. Once again, thank you. Thank you, Christine. Thank you. And we have an email from Julie in Lake Lure. She's a regular, and we so appreciate the regulars. They have made this show possible. Power has not been a comfortable energy for me because I would confuse it with force. Ooh, what a good point.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We might add control in that since we just had control, a class on control. My yoga teacher at Ottawahee said it was power from the one heart for the one heart. I found that very helpful. My meditation this morning was of a birth. Can't get much more powerful than that.
True.
Yes.
True.
All of our pictures are kind of fitting together, uh-huh. here, aren't they? I think that's exciting. Did you want to comment on any of those, Russell?
I just love the support that we get of people writing in and telling us how it's affecting them, because that's what we really set out to do with this, is not just give people more information, but try and build a sense of all of us working together. It's why we consider it so important that you get that email over the weekend and try and meditate with us on Monday mornings, so that we have that sense of all of us bringing our gifts to this process.
And not only are we bringing our gifts to this process together today that makes it more powerful, but if you're meditating on this and that becomes the theme for the whole week, just think if the hundreds of people that are listening to this show are all doing that, how powerful that will be in changing the mass consciousness of our planet.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing. This email is from Teresa in Asheville, another welcomed regular. I saw a microphone in my meditation this morning. It was a magic microphone, like Harry Potter's microphone. And whoever spoke through the microphone could only speak from their heart and be real. I insisted that I and all around me use the microphone. How can I remember to use this microphone? Do you want to speak to that first, Russell?
The thing that really helps me live out some revelation that I've had in a meditation or, just in my daily process, I'll journal at the end of the day and realize I've gotten a new piece. And hanging on to that piece for me is about fully acknowledging how awful it felt to do it the other way. You know, I get excited about the new step, and I want to just brush over the frustration and the grief that comes up about, well, what about all those years when you were just letting yourself miss that piece? And if I go ahead and feel that sense of, oh, yeah, that was horrible, I don't want to go back to that, then it really helps me stay strong in the new piece. But if I just brush over it and go, whoo, well, I'm glad I got that new piece. Boy, my life's going to be great from here on out. Then sometimes it doesn't stick with me. You've got to really come to grips with what was and how much you don't want that anymore in order to stay with the new piece.
That's a very good point. I was going to suggest that she do the baby steps that we talk about, that every day you define at least one baby step. I mean, it's nice if you finally become so aware that you're aware of that energy in every interaction and you're trying to bring yourself fully to every interaction during the day. But you have to start with being intentional about one thing and what that's going to feel like, look like, and it's going to be a more important than just the doing that you're going to do that expression in. We've stressed the baby steps. Not that you have to define a baby step. If you've moved beyond that and you're able to bring that consciousness into everything, but after you take one baby step of saying, okay, this is how I'm going to bring this energy today into this task at work. Or you say, I'm going to meet with a friend for lunch. How am I going to bring who I am into that expression?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept my two granddaughters yesterday afternoon while you all were in book group. Was it book group you were in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they started their little "yeah" thing. And so I asked the one that started the "yeah" thing, who she was that day.
Yeah.
Because she meditated with me, and she told me. And I said, and what did that picture look like? And she told me. And I said, now, how do you think you could have brought that to this interaction instead of just snap at your sister? She said, I don't have any idea.
That was honest.
It was very honest. So we talked about possible ways how that would look, because part of why we don't bring ourselves to every interaction, the who we are that's supposed to be bringing that day, not just finding out more information about heart energy, but bringing ourselves, is because we really haven't gone through our day and thought, well, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't know ahead of time, like I'm planning as I plant how I'm going to care for the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't plan ahead of time, well, what's that going to look like then I'm going to get in there and I'm just going to end up doing it the way I've always done it, fall into patterns, fall into habits.
Yeah.
So that's important that you start with at least one thing you're going to do during the day, and hopefully you'll build to several.
That's an excellent point.
This is from Mike. This is Julie's husband. He's another huge supporter of our show that's made it workable. My view of power in my meditation today was around having a choice of attitude around how I see things in my life. I was reminded this weekend to celebrate my weakness on the path to power. Yeah, that's an important piece. That's an important piece in the growth. You know, if we think, okay, I want to be powerful in this, we can't just say, oh, I'm going to be powerful instead of weak.
Mm-hmm.
We have to acknowledge our weaknesses and bring our energy into that and take those baby steps out of that, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
into that bigger piece of power.
Yeah, very true. I had a situation one time where I was trying to motivate my children to get up and do their chores. It was a Saturday afternoon, and they were, I don't want to sweep the carpet. I don't want to do the dusting. Can't I put it off till later? And instead of getting in there and fighting with that, I said, well, what's the weakness inside of me that this is mirroring? And I realized that I had promised myself I would rake the leaves in the yard that weekend, and I hadn't done it yet either. You know, my willingness was subpar. So I went outside and just got busy raking the leaves and was, you know, humming to myself and was in a good place with it. And I came back in. All the dusting and sweeping had been done. I didn't have to say anything to them. It was just about finding that weak place inside of myself and bringing my baby step to it.
Uh-huh.
And the power wasn't something I made happen. The power was just something that came from inside when I celebrated those pieces.
And we talk all the time about, as you get to know who you are in these heart energies, this internal essence that makes up your spirit, that wants to express, when you express from the inside out,
mm-hmm.
that your life's going to change.
Yeah.
And that's what power is. That's what power is. And I really, really like the little saying this time. Power is the propellant that gets the truth of who you are into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds, it builds, it builds. If You Care is another company that has sponsored us, and we're very grateful for these sponsors. The If You Care company makes environmentally friendly household products, such as coffee filters, and it's environmentally friendly because they use paper from forests that comply with the most rigorous environmental and social standards. They have aluminum foil, which is 100% recycled. Imagine that. And If You Care parchment papers and baking cups are unbleached, totally chlorine-free. And their wax paper is made with soybean wax.
Mm-hmm.
So if you care about our planet, please buy If You Care products. Everything we talk about on this show is trying to bring a higher consciousness to our planet by you bringing yourself all the way through in power, your heart, expressing all the way through, living from the inside out, having healthy food, having environmentally friendly paper products. We have, and that also brings us to the bountifulbuys.com mm-hmm. that we sponsor, where you can go online. And you can explore gently used boutique where you have clothes, accessories, books, and gifts that will go easy on your wallet, but also go easy on the planet. You can go green. All of this is about supporting the whole of who we are. The mm-hmm. world we live in is part of us, and we forget that.
empower does come from those little daily choices, those little empowerments of bringing all of who you are from the inside out in every moment. It's not just the big things of where you choose to live and what your job is. It's all those little things.
Yeah. Power has been associated too much with the kind of car you drive, the kind of house you live in, you know, how much money you make.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if everyone that was listening today just changed that one concept, our world would begin to change. This is from Diane in New York, and she's another regular. Thank you, Diane. Hello, Jackie and Russell. This morning, my picture of power was the water's edge at the seaside. It was a gentle, continuous motion. I felt the vastness of the sea, but most present was the continuity of motion. It was not hurried, but very rhythmic and intentional. It felt soothing, but strong. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and say happy Thanksgiving to all our fellow listeners. That was nice. Thank you.
That was very nice. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there.
Mm-hmm. So hers had that more of that water in it that mine had in it.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the water. You know, I oftentimes realize that the only karma I have in my life is where I have a murky water.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look each day before I meditate, I look, well, yesterday did I have any murky water? Meaning, where did I not bring who I was yesterday? I want to clear that up. I want to clear that feeling up so that I can bring who I am today to that new space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the image that she gave us of the waves, you know, receding and then coming back and then receding and coming back, That brought to mind to me the idea of, you know, having a powerful creation with other people, with somebody you're in relationship with or your boss or something like that, often for me involves taking a step back first. Before you go forward, you back away from what your wants and your demands are, and you see if you can both go back to what your heart quality is that wants to express. And from that place where you're just saying, well, this is what I need to express, this is what my heart's looking for, and this is what my heart's looking for, then you can find places where those touch and where they can interact. But if you just say, I need you to do this, oh yeah, well, I need you to do this, then those oftentimes do not interact, they don't match up, they just clash. And so those really powerful interactions for me sort of mimic those waves where they recede a little bit, and then they come forward, and mm-hmm. then they recede a little bit, and then they come mm-hmm. forward.
That's a nice picture. Yeah. And those demands fit into what I was talking about, in that those are emotion-backed demands.
Mm-hmm. True.
Of the negative emotion. This email is from Bill in Orlando. Thank you, Bill, another regular. What do I do about people who love false power? I'm thinking of politicians who are deemed as powerful because they are good at persuasion. Wow. There's a lot in that statement.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do about people who love false power? You want to start with that, Russ?
Well, I go back, like I said, several times a month to that idea that you gave me around your confrontation with that woman leading the discussion group, that you have to get to the place where you trust the power inside of you more than the power of other people's big huffy emotions or their stuck in their ways habits or whatever the outside is presenting to you. And the best way to constantly keep clearing out those fears of, well, what if people don't like me? Well, what if this doesn't work? Is to involve yourself in some sort of personal growth class, like what we teach here.
Mm-hmm.
I would not survive from month to month if I didn't have those regular classes that I attend here on our campus. Because you go to a class, you get to speak in groups about where your hang-ups are, what tripped you up this month, and you get to publicly say, you know what, I'm going to let that go. There's this wisdom that's being brought to me here. I want to embrace that. I don't want to hang on to all the clutter in my energy field, my worries, my frustrations with the people who won't change or join me, because those things will just build up inside of us. And we don't mean to be all about the outside. We start out with the desire to create from our heart, but one little frustration leads to a worry, and a worry leads to a bad habit, and then we're trying to control the situation, and then we're trying to manipulate people to get them to agree with us. And if you don't clean that stuff out on a regular basis, then pretty soon, yeah, you are worried about what the politicians can do to you. And
you are into false power yourself.
Yes, true.
And it becomes your focus. And when you have to come to class, you know you're going to have to report whether you made any progress or not.
Exactly.
But there is a lot of false power. And I you know, I was talking to, I teach children here too, as well as adults, and was talking to two children that I teach, and one of them said, you know, they talk about their parents, but they talk about their siblings and they talk about their friends, and one of them said, well, you know, I'm afraid that if I give up a certain false pattern, you know, playing into whatever this friend wanted, that they'll take advantage of me.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I have to be nice to them in this way, or they'll be mean to me.
Right.
And that's that false power that we see around us so much, and it starts with kids, you know, where manipulation gets them what they want.
I agree.
And you know, we have a little girl right now that's really working on giving up her manipulation, because she was the youngest of several children, and she manipulated her mother like you wouldn't believe, and her mother has taken classes and has decided not to let that happen, and little girl's really feeling powerless and frustrated and throwing temper tantrums, and mm-hmm. because her false sense of power is gone.
Right.
So when you take that false sense of power from people, it's really traumatic, which just goes to say that people don't give it up easily, and therefore we have a world with a whole lot of false power, and it's these people that put people into political situations, into leadership, where they can carry out false power.
Yeah.
So it's back to what you said to Bill. We go back to, you have to give it up in yourself. You have to give up the manipulation and the false power in yourself. And when you do that, then you're changing your world that hopefully touches somebody else, that changes their world, that changes the next, that changes the next. And it goes out like the wave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an email from Nellie in North Carolina. What are we hundreds of people going to do on Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Where are you two going? We will miss the show. I'm glad we have the archive shows and CDs. Thank you for the show. Oh, what are they going to do at 3 p.m. on Mondays when we don't have a show? Well, we do have the archive show. Thanks for mentioning that. And they do need to know that all the shows we've done every single week this year will be archived, and they'll be available on the Facebook and on the website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yes, those will be available. And I guarantee you, it's like any of our CDs, like any of our books, like anything that has truth in it. You go back, and as you grow, you see the truth differently. Truth is basic, but, you know, the parables in the Bible that Jesus gave, you know, they were parables told as stories because people at different levels would interpret them differently.
Exactly.
Did you want to comment on any of that?
No, I'm glad to hear that people have enjoyed the show. We're not going anywhere, though. You can take some of our online classes. You can visit us anytime. We have a Wednesday night meditation that's open to the public. There's plenty of ways to connect with us, and we're glad that you enjoyed the show.
This email is from Claire in Albany, New York. I'm so sad to hear the show is ending. I love how I can listen to the archives for refreshers. I also have used your past shows to teach my daughter about certain heart energies, like obedience.
Good luck with that one.
I've even started recalling stories in my own life when I want to get to know an energy. Ah, that's good.
That is a good idea.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Claire. Yes, you know, the things that we've reiterated, like living from the inside out, the things like taking baby steps, the things like thinking of how it's impacted you in the past, and like you said today, where you haven't used it in the past, and letting your right brain have more of a say, but then not just leaving it as a picture, but taking it into understanding and applying it to what you're going to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things that we have said, sometimes repeatedly and sometimes occasionally, are all things that will soak into your unconscious, and you will think of them when you're meditating in the morning, and hopefully the pattern of meditating every morning will have become a habit.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about those baby steps, Russell.
Well, the first baby step that occurred to me, I've already mentioned, that idea that you have to continually clean out your energy field through classes or working with healers, you know, just consciously clearing the clutter all the time, that a clean aura equals a powerful person. But I had another baby step that I wanted to talk about, and it came to me because of a memory I had one time of a person that worked with me shortly after having had a session with you, and she was relating a little tip that you had given her that she had tried out in her own life. She had gotten to the point where she was tired of popping in and out of relationships, and she wanted a committed relationship. She was ready to settle down. And you had given her the suggestion of saying, okay, well, what does commitment mean to you? You need to write down what commitment means to you. And then you need to read that out every night while you burn a candle. And then just put the list under the candle and blow out the candle and forget about it. And then the next night, pull out the list, light the candle, read it in the presence of the candle, and just keep doing that. And she had done that, and within about 6 months had manifested a relationship that perfectly matched everything she had written down about what commitment meant to her. And I was just blown away at that. And I was like, wow, that's like a magic candle. I've got to get me one of those. And so I went and talked to you about it, and you just laughed, and you said, well, it really has nothing to do with the candle. The candle's just a focusing mechanism. It just got her to put energy into that vision of commitment without getting attached. Because if you read the list, light the candle, and then forget about it till the next day, you've basically put your definition out there without obsessing about whether it will come true or not, which is what slows everything down. So I would recommend to people that they do something similar, that they find a talisman or something like that in their life, a little crystal they can carry in their pocket or a locket that they can wear, or a candle if they need to, and empower that little talisman every day by describing, writing down what their heart desires, whether that be commitment or power or partnership or whatever it is. Just describe what that energy is to them, and then put that into the talisman and forget about it the rest of the day, and just carry that talisman around with them and let that power work for them instead of them getting in the way with all their attachments trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Make it happen gets in the way of power more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, we even try to make a heart energy happen. We can define it and allow it to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
But if we make it happen, we're very attached to the outcome, and then it becomes control or force.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not power. It will never be power.
No.
People can make things happen that way.
But then they have to keep making it
happen. But they have to keep making it happen. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me see here what I have down for a baby step. Well, since mine was a plant growing, and you had just said the relationship thing, that a lot of people have wanted a relationship, and I go back and say, okay, well, what energies do you have to offer? Mm-hmm. And you know, write them down and empower them. But I think that it wouldn't have to just be around a relationship. It could be about any energy that you want to have more powerful, have manifest more powerfully in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we don't think about that. We just want our lives to be powerful, meaning we want them to turn out well and everything to come to us in great abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But if we took one energy that we, and every day, of course, we're empowering an energy. But if we did the candle thing or the talisman thing with just one energy that we really wanted to be powerful, and then not just did that, but then each day added another piece to that,
mm-hmm.
not in your regular going through the day, because you're going to take your other energy that you meditate on that day, but this is a separate energy, but that you find one interaction where you consciously think, how I'm going to bring it. Like I talked to the two children I talked to, and I said, how could you bring who you are today?
Mm-hmm.
Consciously think, how can we bring this particular quality that we want to get more powerful in our life into an interaction?
Right.
This helps us to synergize it, not just to express it in an activity during the day, which helps us individually to empower it, but it helps us to synergize it. In other words, it makes it doubly powerful because we're sharing it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got an email from Nancy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Just found your show. Love it. Power seems so big. Are people born with energies like this already developed? Good point. People come into life with different gifts. We'll call them energies, heart energies, qualities. Different quality gifts. Because they've come to accomplish certain lessons. And they need certain qualities that they have. Now, this may not be the totality of their whole essence, but what do they need to bring into this lifetime to accomplish certain things? So, some people come with more power than others, for instance,
mm-hmm.
because they need it to learn the lessons they're going to learn. But the point is, you're going to bring with you exactly what you need to accomplish, what your script says you need to accomplish in this lifetime.
And you'll bring exactly what you need in terms of big energies and small energies. You know, I came in to this life with a lot of focus. Even as a small child, I could focus for hours on a particular task without my mind wandering or my, emotions pulling me off. I can really zero in on something. But I also came with a very small piece of flexibility. Not as a bad thing, because working on growing my flexibility has helped me so much in all the other things that I needed to accomplish in this life. Every time I work on that flexibility, it gives me a newfound appreciation for change and growth and commitment. All of these things are fed by the fact that I need to work on flexibility. If flexibility was easy for me and I didn't think about it, I would never get those gifts to bring to the other areas of my life.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. But just an aside here, you know, you were like 2 years old, and I took you to halfway point so you could meet your grandparents, and they were going to keep you while I did a weekend vacation with my husband. And they said, I flew into Memphis from Atlanta to Memphis, and they lived in Missouri. And then they drove from Memphis on to the southwest corner of Missouri. So it was several hours. Mother said, you sang one song after another, no repetition, the whole way. You're 2 years old. And then you'd say after each song, do you like that song? Mother would say, yes, I like that song. I know another one, though. And you'd sing another song. And you did that for hours. And that's how many songs you knew. I was working with children's music at the time, and you would sit on the piano bench with me for as long as I would sit there, and I would play the songs and sing the songs, and you learned them that way. That was your focus. That was how big that gift was.
And I've even gotten a chance to grow my big gifts through the years. It's not that you come in and you are frozen as this is what you're big in and this is what you're small in. You'll get a chance to learn and grow around any energy, but the size of what you have to start with is not really the important factor.
Right. You know, when I was told that I was supposed to write books, and I still haven't written as many as they tell me, I just haven't done it yet. But I was told that I was to write books, okay? I panicked. I mean, that was just the worst thing in the world. I couldn't even imagine that I had a gift for writing. Here I was, this right brain person, my worst subject. I mean, I did great in everything. Well, I didn't make any bad grades in anything, but the one I had to work the hardest in was writing English essays.
Uh-huh.
I hated those assignments. So when I was told I needed to write books, I went, oh, well, why didn't you give me the gifts for that? So I talked you into taking my material and writing it up for me in the first book. I wrote the second book, and then I wrote the third book, and I've written many, many hundreds of articles, and I've written for magazines, and it's not a problem anymore. It's like I've developed those gifts of and to me, it was the gift of partnering my right brain with my left.
Mm-hmm.
It was the gift of partnership. But by writing, and I'm bringing up all this to say that many times they'll ask you to do things that you think, well, like me, well, I don't have strong gifts there. I had a lot of wisdom to bring, a lot of wisdom, and I knew that. It was just getting it out so people could understand it. But in learning to write, and writing is easy for me now. In fact, it's a therapy. It's a relaxation. I enjoy it. I get upset when I don't have time to write.
Mm-hmm.
But writing for me was the lesson of learning partnership inside me of my left and right brain, partnering my male and female inside. Because I could go do things, or I could be very wise, but I needed to have that joining. That's one of the things we're trying to accomplish in this radio show, and teaching people to meditate that way, that partnership of the left and right. Writing helped me in that.
And what you've written has been so powerful. It's not that if we set out to just bring what we're already good at, we're going to be powerful. Being powerful is sometimes about delving into the places where you don't feel big and you need to develop.
Yes. Some of the most powerful healers are the wounded healers.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Susan in Charlotte, North Carolina. I saw an electric cord coming from the top of my head that plugged into a cord coming down to reach it. Another cord went from my feet into the ground. It felt very solid. When I lost that feeling today, I saw cords reaching out to plug into other people instead of course, getting her from her higher self all the way down and anchoring it into the ground. She saw her cords then begin to reach out to other people. Needless to say, I went back to my original vision from top to bottom.
Yeah, it's a very telling illustration. That's what we try and do. When we forget to bring that power from the inside out, we start reaching out to the situation around us to try and get the power.
And we usually do that by that manipulation, I think, that Bill talked about. That control
false
piece,
power.
That false power,
yeah.
or falling into their manipulation and their false power as a way to join in false power.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Nancy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Just found your show. Oh, I read that one from Nancy. This is from Sam. Okay, let me get this one. This is from Sam in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been an infrequent listener, but I will miss the show. Jackie, you feel so powerful as I listen to you. How have you developed this quality in yourself? I came in with power. I came in with a lot of power. I could always manifest amazingly. And power to me is, you know, that the picture of the last listener talked about, that plugging in all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to plug all the way up. Now, the part that I had to develop was how to always stay connected inside so that I wasn't just being up here or being down here. I could be either place, but it was that connection for me that really helped to make that power continuous. It's like I could bring my heart energy and I could define it and put it into a piece, but then I would lose that higher connection, or I could stay in the higher and lose the lower. But it was that piece of connection, that partnership that I talked about, that really brought that power in. But I was always able to manifest amazingly. And I've told this story, and I'll tell it today, and hope nobody throws tomatoes at their computer trying to reach me. But it's a true story. I had lost an earring that was very, very special. It had been given to me by a special friend, and I loved it, and I'd lost it. And I went to bed, and I knew that I had the power to manifest whatever I needed to manifest in my life. I knew I didn't have to manipulate. I didn't have to control to manifest. And I held out my hand, and I just visualized it, and I just said, "That is mine. I claim it back. Wherever it is, I claim it." And now I could have waked up just knowing where it was and go found it. And that's happened to me. But I woke up and it was in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
The power to manifest who you are from the inside out needs to be connected inside. You need to be able to visualize it, to know it as a higher power. You need to feel that connection in your heart as it comes into wisdom and understanding. And then the knowing that that energy manifesting is what the power is, rather than how it turns out or how you control it. So do you want to add to that?
I would just say that, you know, I was born with a sense of power, but I have had to develop mine some in this lifetime. And the biggest help to me is going back to that first baby step I said of keeping your energy field clean, because power to me has been about stripping away all the places I don't believe I'm powerful. It's been an uncovering rather than having to pump up something that was small. It's just been stripping away all the junk that was on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't talk about the fact that we have continuing education courses online, because we're just helping you with each energy. But if you are a massage therapist, if you are a social worker, if you are a music therapist, and was there any that I missed?
We do a lot of nursing CEUs.
Oh, nursing,
too.
Yes, continuing education courses. These have been certified and are available to you online. So check if you are in need of a continuing education course, and all of those things that we just mentioned have to have updates to keep their license going. Please check our continuing education courses. You'll find them on the JackieWoods.org website. And if you've enjoyed our show, then you will enjoy studying these continuing education courses. Thank you for listening to us. We enjoy having you join us. If you can't be with us and you're listening to the archive shows or listening after the fact, you can still email us and tell us what you thought about it. It doesn't have to be the current show. Christine did that, and it tied in even with today. It was mm-hmm. a powerful statement. So this is about you joining us and us joining you. This is about us spreading the consciousness of the qualities of living from the inside out. Thank you again, and remember to let your heart matter.